David Mwabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new rover, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. Transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank. Let's keep growing.
Pumping up the jam. On Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
There we go.
106.7 and Wanze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
Energy Minister attributes diesel supply fluctuations to policy transition. Government explains continued delay in tabling public gathering bill. Typhoon Kalmaegi kills 3 in Vietnam after leaving 114 dead in the Philippines. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has attributed the ongoing diesel supply fluctuations to changes in policy and the slow adoption of the open access framework by some market players. Mr. Chikote tells Phoenix News that the transition has brought benefits, including lower pump prices, but acknowledged that it has also contributed to sporadic supply challenges. He has noted that the country's dependence on the Dar es Salaam port has worsened the situation, with monthly bidding and allocation processes disrupted since August this year due to postponed deliveries and changing shipping schedules. The minister explains that these delays have affected the timing and predictability of shipments, undermining consistent diesel availability at local depots. He says to address the issue, the ministry is operationalizing strategic national storage facilities to prevent future shortages and limit the impact of market disruptions. He adds that as private sector participation normalizes under the open access policy, reliability in diesel availability is expected to improve.
Of late, why we have had this erratic supply, there are reasons behind that. One is we depend on the Dar es Salaam port, and the Dar es Salaam port is used by so many people. Now, there were issues of berthing our vessels. As you know, that every month we allocate this contract for supply. August, we have been struggling to get the basin at the right time. Our dear colleagues have been, you know, changing the date. They give you this one, then they will tell you there are these challenges, then they postpone. That, you know, consistent of supply and pumping our products has been a challenge. Secondly, there are other suppliers who felt open access was not the right way.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mutwa says the continued delay in presenting the Public Gathering Bill, formerly the Public Order Act, to Parliament is due to ongoing controversies surrounding the legislation, with government still working to address the challenges. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mutwa says Cabinet is aware of the sensitivities and is taking time to ensure the proposed law is robust and broadly acceptable before being tabled. Mr. Mutwa has stated that extensive consultations and interdepartmental scrutiny are underway to minimize potential controversies and legal gaps that could arise from rushing the process. He has emphasized that although about 8 bills were recently presented to Parliament, the delay in tabling the public gathering bill should not be interpreted as a lack of priority, but rather as a deliberate effort to balance urgency with wide stakeholder input to prevent unnecessary contestation during public debate. On Tuesday this week, 8 bills, including the income tax, mobile money transaction levy, registration of business names amendment bills, the betting levy bill, among others, were tabled before Parliament.
Every bill that comes to Parliament has to go through all relevant stages of consultations. And as far as is reasonably possible, Cabinet tries to ensure that by the time Cabinet signs off a bill to the House, it is watertight, to ensure that it carries everybody on board. Unlike rushing a bill for the sake of saying we have brought this bill, the moment it gets to the floor of the House, it sparks controversy and begins to create debate points at national level now. So the Public Gatherings Bill, which is presently the Public Order Act, is one of those that are in the pipeline.
Economist Esther Banda has emphasized the need for governments to maintain stable economic growth and ensure that its benefits are felt by ordinary citizens. Her remarks come in response to recent comments by World Bank Managing Director Operations Anna Jerde, who commended Zambia for its economic turnaround. Dr. Banda has told Phoenix News that while the World Bank's recognition is encouraging, government's efforts must now focus on translating these macroeconomic gains into tangible improvements for citizens, including job creation, better public services, and poverty reduction. She has further stressed the importance of strengthening public institutions in the fight against corruption, noting that transparency and accountability are vital to minimizing revenue losses and ensuring that economic gains are effectively channeled into key sectors of the economy.
While we do appreciate this recommendation from the World Bank, it's very important that we also remind ourselves that our work is rather not yet complete as a country and as a government, and we must continue to prioritize inclusive growth, ensuring that these economic gains that have been mentioned and that have been declared by the World Bank, we need to ensure that these particular economic gains are able to translate in the lives of the Zambian people, especially those who are living in difficult conditions.
The Private Sector Development Association, PSDA, has expressed concern over the persistently high cost of doing business in Zambia, despite government's efforts to remove barriers to private sector investment. The PSDA chairperson, Yusuf Dodia, says one of the main obstacles is high energy prices and limited access to electricity, which he warns is discouraging investors. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Dodia explains that load shedding has reached critical levels, with some areas receiving only 3 hours of electricity per day, making it difficult for businesses to operate efficiently. He has also highlighted that current energy policies favor profit-driven private sector players rather than supporting energy investments that promote social and economic development. He notes that some companies enter the sector primarily to make money, which contributes to rising energy costs. Mr. Dodia has urged governments to reconsider private sector-led energy policies, pointing to China's publicly owned energy utilities as an example of a system that effectively supports both economic growth and social development.
The policy around energy and the commercialization of the energy sector will undermine economic development in Zambia, because the trading of energy is becoming a business in itself as opposed to a catalyst for social and economic development. So businesses are going into the energy sector to make money, and of course that means energy prices keep shooting up at the expense of having affordable energy, to build industry, to finance value addition, and to trigger the industrialization of the country.